must I do to inherit eternal life? Is probably a question that we have all asked ourselves at some times, in one form or another. And what do I have to do to make it to heaven? And what are the requirements so that I can live in that glory of God? Now, just as this young man was asking Jesus, but we see that, you know, he's asking the wrong question. Because right after this, Jesus goes through the list of laws that he's upheld. And this young man says, I have followed all those laws since my youth. And Jesus says that he was forgetting one thing. And he had to give up all his possessions and to come follow him. Now, so often we can get caught up, you know, thinking of all those things that we have to do. We can look at the laws of the church and say that I have to do this in order to be saved. But we see that Jesus is saying the most important thing for us, in order for us to follow these laws to the fullness, is to be detached from the things of this world. You know, he's not saying that being rich is evil. He's saying that it's hard for a rich person to obtain eternal life because they're attached to their wealth. Now, Jesus wants us to be detached from the things of this world. The things that we are to be attached to, things of God. So often, we get caught up in our little things that we have, and we can't detach ourselves from those to go to God. Whether it's time, saying, I don't have enough time to pray, I don't have enough time to do good works, you know, I have my own things I have to do. It could be the things that I have, I don't want to give those up to follow God. I don't want to let go of these things. No, these are the most important things in my life. And Jesus, you know, even looking upon this man, and you know, it says he looked with love. And even with that look of love, this man was saddened. He knew that this was God. He knew that Jesus was going to be the path to eternal life. But he had all these things that he did not want to get rid of. It was hard for him to go and follow our Lord. And we have to look in our own lives. What are those things that I'm holding on to that are preventing me from following our Lord? What are those places that I have put in my life that are not allowing me to achieve that relationship with Jesus? And so often we can get caught up like this young man and saying, I've never killed anybody. I've never committed adultery. And say that I'm doing okay. But we have to look further and deeper into these. It's not just going out and killing somebody. It's removing that hatred from our life. It's removing that need to want to get revenge. No, with adultery, it's not just staying, you know, pure to our marital bond, but it's saying that I'm not going to have lustful thoughts. I'm not going to act on these desires. It goes further than just what the basic is. It's more than just saying, I'm not a murderer. I'm not an adulterer. And we get back to the question that the young man started with. What am I to do to obtain eternal life? A better question would be, who do I have to become to obtain eternal life? And the answer is to become more like Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. To become more godlike each and every day. If we live a life without these sins in our life, we're living that life of God. We're allowing him to enter more deeply into ourselves. It's allowing us to live that path that he has placed for us. And it's something that is not easy to do. Now, in the next part, Jesus talks about how easy it is for the camel to enter into the eye of the needle than to obtain eternal life. It's because we have a hard time getting rid of our pride and humbling ourselves in front of the Lord, giving everything over to him, dying to ourselves so that our Lord may live within us. And we just have to look at the stations of the cross and see the suffering that our Lord and our Savior suffered and died for us. Suffered and died for each and every one of those sins that we commit. But so often we can get caught up saying, no, my sins aren't really that bad. I haven't really murdered anybody. Or we can just say, I'll take care of it later. But our Lord wants us to change our lives now. He wants to put our sins in the past. And he wants us to live that life of freedom, that life of love that only he can give. But it starts with that total abandonment. Abandonment to the things of this world, not being attached to those things that come before us, and putting all our trust and faith in Jesus. Humbling ourselves and saying that I know that on my own, nothing is possible, but through God, all things are possible. When we change our lives, we put everything into the hands of our Lord, and we build that relationship with him each and every day, he transforms our life. He gives us that love. He gives us those graces that we need. He gives us that joy in this life. Because we are no longer focused on those things of this world that we know are just going to go away when we die. But we are focused on the end. We're focused on our eternal home. Our home in heaven. When we see that, it's easier for us to work on giving up those sins that we have. It's easier for us to detach ourselves from those material objects that we have. And it's easier for us to give ourselves entirely to our Lord. Because we see that our Lord gave of his whole self to save each and every one of us. And that great love that he has for each and every one of us. Just as he looked on this young man with love, and on the Eucharist, he looks on each and every one of us with love. And he calls us to that deep and personal relationship with him, asking us to put everything behind ourselves so that he can be at the center of our lives. And he just asks that we be transformed into beloved sons and daughters of him, to love him above all else.